This is Gentlemen of the World. We are a club that gets together and tries scotch. How it works is only one of us knows what scotch we're drinking. We're all tasting it blind. It's poured. We look at it. We look at the color of it. We smell it. We taste it. And then we talk about it. We talk about what we smell and taste. And then we make predictions if we want to, like how old the scotch is, maybe what region. And then we rate it. And then at the end of all that, there's a grand reveal where we get to find out what scotch we're tasting.
And how wrong we actually
are. And how wrong we are and how stupid we are and how much we're losers. And then we go home. And right? That's it.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for some really fun and exciting things. I'm Justin, going around the table.
I'm Evan.
I'm Dave.
Vern.
Andrew.
Welcome to the club, guys. So just picking up the scotch and looking at it. This looks, man, we've tried so many scotches. It's hard to see. But maybe a little bit on the darker side.
You had that you can't see?
He was at Scotch Club before this one.
Yeah, I was at the pre-party Scotch Club. You guys aren't invited to it.
Yeah, but, okay. We'll get there.
But it does look a little darker.
It's like a light copper.
Light copper.
Hey okay. There, copper.
Hey, copper.
Every time I look at like scotch color, I just think, is it like a really like a dehydrated urine or like a well hydrated urine?
I mean, that
urine?
That really is, yeah, that really is the table, yeah. Right? It's yeah. The urine table.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that like looking at scotch has gotten its own like profile, like on the tasting notes that you can, I mean, there's so many colors for this.
Yeah.
And after a while it's like, it's orange.
Yeah.
Like the same color.
I don't know what you guys are doing, but my urine has never looked like this.
See, I mean, like that's a really unhealthy.
It's a bad day. Yeah.
See, Dave, I'm the exact opposite. When I'm at home and I'm going pee, I'm more like, oh, that's kind of a Glenmorangie pee. My pee is looking more Glenmorangie today. Some days it's like a Talisker, you know, and some days it's an Ardbeg. Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, this
an
is
a wee beastie.
Yeah, that looks like a wee. I'm peeing wee beasties tonight. But yeah, I'd say a mid in the color. Has anybody smelt it yet?
I'm going to smell it right now live.
Vern live.
Sounds like scotch.
Correct.
I mean, fruit, like pretty fresh fruit.
It's kind of mild.
Medium fruit.
Yeah.
Medium fruit, but not anything much. Fancy. Yeah. I get actually some fresh orange peel. There you go.
Hmm.
Yeah, I get that. It's pretty floral for me.
Yeah, I get slight, like vegetal notes too.
Really? On the nose?
Which vegetals?
Yeah.
I'd say tomatoes.
Okay.
Okay, cut off.
Fresh leather?
Fresh leather?
You didn't say that confidently. You said that. So Mabley.
Like, it smells like a
you
cow.
Know.
Like it's just been butchered.
Live cow.
Yeah.
How fresh.
Pre-tannery.
Freshly shorn leather.
Mm-hmm. Like just cut.
Mm.
That day, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I get the leather.
I get, it's to me just fresh orange peels and fresh leather.
So somebody peeled an orange, maybe sliced it in half, then rubbed it on the leather. And
bang on, baby.
And then put actually, it up to your nose.
Yeah,
like orange zest.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really trying to get other smells. But I'm not getting much more than orange zest.
I get a bit of like fresh wood.
And also like a sweet candy, almost like a Starburst kind of thing.
Like an orange Starburst?
Like an orange peel, Starburst wrapped in leather.
No, it's got a bit of that, like sugary, like
maybe vanilla,
like bakery sugar. Like what is that called? Confectioner sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Andrew with the words.
I mean, we are smelling this scotch. I think more than regular.
Because I think smell is actually really good.
Yeah,
I got to be honest. It's getting better the more I smell it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's almost becoming like, it's almost like an orange Julius. Like a little bit of like orange lemon or orange and vanilla. Ooh. The flavor totally matches the nose.
Okay, Evan actually tasted it. Evan, what mm-hmm. did you got?
This sounds weird. It reminds me of that orange children's cough syrup. But I mean that in like kind of a good way. It's like kind of syrupy, kind of citrusy.
I get that too. Yeah. But not in the objectionable way.
But oddly, a good way to put it, because I am getting a lot of that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, orange cough syrup.
That's so interesting, because I usually only get orange on the nose.
It's very orangey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bright scotch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good word for it.
I mean,
burn with the words.
Burn with the words.
Bright. Burn said bright. Honey, wake up.
Yeah.
I said bright.
Babe. I mean, we were talking about orange being on the nose a lot earlier, and it's moved on to, you know, not all scotches, what you smell on the nose is what you get. But for this one, we talked a lot about oranges, and now we're tasting it too.
Let's
from the nose
on.
To the mouth.
Bang
yeah.
on.
Bang on.
Very smooth. It's easy drinking.
Yeah. I was just about to say, this is one of the smoother scotches that we've tasted.
What month of the year would you drink this scotch in?
I'd say
May.
Early spring.
Yeah.
May. Beautiful.
Yeah. April, May.
Oh, this is a summertime.
Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle time.
Early sunset. Yeah. Like orange blossom. 4 p.m. in May.
I mean, I'm drinking this at Coachella, guys.
Oh, oh Lord.
Cool. Out of a plastic.
Confusing this with Fireball.
Yeah. Mixing it with Fireball. Yeah.
Of course, I am drinking it out of a shot glass off of somebody's body. But
it's also hard to drink when you have a pacifier in your mouth.
See, my pacifier has a straw.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that goes into my drink. So,
But it doesn't have much of a finish. It is kind of like, I mean, you smell it, then you taste it. It's the same, and then it's sort of done.
It doesn't linger.
One trick pony?
In a good way or a bad way? I don't think it's a one trick pony.
No?
I guess
this is really interesting.
I kind of think it's one of those.
An interesting one trick pony?
Like deceptively simple.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I think
deceptively
simple. Often you get caught up in like how complex a scotch is. And sometimes there you are in the middle of May, sort of near a meadow. And it's like
one finds themselves. Yeah.
And you just want a lighter scotch. And I think this is lighter. It's fresh and fruity, which is a weird.
You want some orange. Yeah. You want some tang.
Tang, yeah. But you also want
tang,
scotch at the same time.
A sponsor. One of our sponsors is Tang. Presenting sponsor is Tang.
Does Tang, does that even exist anymore? Is that
guess
even
what
a thing?
We're drinking Tang.
I'm starting to get, because I'm getting a little bit of the medicinal notes from the peat. It almost reminds me of like an orange bitters, you know?
Wait, okay, peat. Okay, wait, yeah. Evan, you just said peat. Are you getting awesome. Peat?
That's,
but well, just like the medicinalness, like that kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. Vern, I need words.
Vern, well, I was going to say vanilla.
Yeah.
So.
Or if you want a better word, Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew, say a word.
Iodine.
Cool.
There.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want college level words, we go to Andrew. Yeah. If we want grade school, we
like
go to
bright. Brent. It's like bright iodine.
You know what? Despite the iodine lingering, it's kind of like one of those orange creamsicles.
Yeah, totally. Whoa. Vanilla, orange.
This is like for a scotch, this is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what else to compare. It doesn't taste like a whiskey of any sort. It's its own thing, but it's not over the top. If somebody gave this to you in a bar and just like you had no context, you don't know if it's a scotch or whatever. I mean, it'd be hard to figure out that it's a scotch.
Exactly.
Ooh, good point.
Right? I mean, because there's, I mean, maybe like a distant bright iodine, but other than that, it's like, the fresh orange and how sort of clean it is on the finish.
There's a really like really subtle smokiness on the finish, but that's. There's not much more.
God,
I guess that's that.
I'm so excited to see what we're tasting.
Yes.
Like, I really, really want
yes.
to know. Yeah.
Scotch.
Let's do something weird.
This is David. Okay, so Dave is Fireball.
Yeah.
Scotch Dave edition is adding fireball. Water right now.
Dave's putting some water in his scotch, it's so it'll scary. Be
I feel like I don't know what
I don't know. I just wanted to see what's going on. Like
yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna put water in this.
Because honestly, like I'm not feeling the way I think everyone else is feeling about this. Like
well,
I'm
Dave, not, what are you feeling? You're, Dave, talk to us.
No, I mean like it's
what's happening on that side of the table.
It's not that exciting to me. It's I'm not really enjoying the flavors a lot. I don't hate it, but it's not
okay.
Yeah.
Dave, you're out of the club. So drink it with some water and what do you think? Yeah. Now that you've put a little bit of water in it.
Probably like, you know, 6 or 7 drops. But it's a
six
large
or seven driblets. Plus. Pinkies up. Oh, his face.
Cool.
If we could judge based off
where
his
do we
face,
line up?
Yeah. It just tastes like the same thing that I was tasting, just watered down.
Oh.
To be completely honest.
Okay. Your face said broccoli asparagus.
Yeah. I mean, like my mind said like cardboard and broccoli.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anybody. I don't know. I don't want to jump the gun if we still want to keep talking about it, but is there anybody that wants to throw out a prediction, region or year?
I mean, Speyside. I feel like the, even though there's not a lot of, I feel like Speyside always has this like caramely thing going on, even though we don't drink a lot of Speyside, but from my experience, it's been usually on the sweeter side. So even though this is more, this isn't that sweet in actual like mouthfeel. It does have like that citrus and vanilla that feels. So I don't know. I guess I would guess Speyside.
Okay. Do you want to say a year?
12 year
Vern's
old
doing
Speyside.
Yeah. He's doing it. He said 12 year.
That's actually bang on. That's wow. The accurate answer. Yeah. But
Andrew,
go ahead, guys.
You look like you have something to say.
Well, Andrew's.
I brought the scotch, so I won't say.
Oh, that's why you were like, you had a face. Yeah. You had a face.
I'm just feeling it out.
Okay. Evan?
It's definitely a 12-year. Not sure where it's from.
He said definitely a 12-year, by the way. For sure, 12-year.
Like slam dunk 12-year.
So this is a 100% 12-year. Yeah. I'll be pissed if it's anything else. Yeah. Region?
I don't know, honestly.
Just say Speyside.
No, I'm not going to say this.
Evan said 12. Vern, you said 12.
Yeah.
I'm feeling 12, too.
Yeah, because it's the right
I'm
answer.
I'm not feeling like an actual 12-year-old, but I'm just saying I'm young. I'm a young Scotch. And yeah, I'll say a Highland. Let's rate, starting with Dave. Yeah, this is a hard one to rate.
I need to think.
Okay. Evan, what do you got?
So this one's hard for me to rate only because it tastes really good, but it doesn't necessarily taste like a good scotch. You know, it just like tastes like a really good alcohol, whatever.
Andrew, just hold on.
Yeah.
But it's delicious in my personal opinion. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Interesting. So for you listeners at home, Andrew knows what the scotch is because he brought it.
He's
having a great time.
This is a fantastic alcohol, whatever.
Yeah, he's having a good time looking at our faces and our expressions and our words. We're probably idiots with some of the things that we're saying, and he's about to let us know.
No.
But I'm going to say, what did you say, Evan?
7.5. Just say whatever he says. Yeah. Just times 2, whatever you said.
No. No, 7. I'm not going to say 7.5. I'm going to say 6.
Ooh.
Vern.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. What's a 6.5? That's like a D? No. Okay,
no.
I'll go 7.
No.
I'm going
to
no.
So.
No. Yeah. It's a D in class, yeah, but like is it a D in scotch?
50% is the line of whether you like it or don't like it.
Okay, and that's
how
a better
much
way.
You like it, yeah. Like, it depends.
I enjoyed
that.
My time.
That's good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed my time.
I did enjoy
here.
My time. It's not a time that I would have expected or maybe chosen.
You're not staying late at this party.
No. No.
You're gonna
I showed up.
You're going to be home by curfew.
People got drunk.
You're
going to
be home by curfew.
Yeah, and then I'm out of there by 7:30.
By 7:30. Oh.
Well, it started at 4.
Yeah, it's an early party.
Early party.
It's a pool party.
To get the sunset in May over the meadow. You start at 4, you drink the scotch, and you're out of there. So I would say probably a good old 6.5. God, that was hard.
That's the hardest thing.
We're working on your words.
It's not only numbers though.
I think that's the hardest thing
Vern's ever done in his life.
Yeah.
And he's had 3 kids. He's done a lot of things, lots of businesses, and that was the hardest thing he's ever done. Dave, what about you?
I mean, I'm going to probably skew the numbers a little bit here.
Here it goes.
And 11.
It's on the border for me of whether I like it or don't like it. And it's leaning towards the side that I don't like it.
Okay.
So I'm going to call it a 4.5.
Wow.
That's definitely in the not like category.
Yeah. you've crossed the line.
Yeah.
Okay. So Andrew, the one that actually knows what the scotch is, but now that you've tried it.
Yeah. And my, to be totally candid, my thoughts on this are unrelated to the fact that I know what the scotch is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tempted to rate it based on what I typically like. And this is not what I typically like, but I really like it. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is, I would stay at this party.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But this is like a different party. This is like where you put on Miles Davis and you sit around and chill.
I'm at your party now.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds like a fun
didn't even
party.
Get the invite.
I'm going to give it an 8.
Wow.
I really like it. Like, this is a
rising.
This is something I could, this is something I could drink. This is, yeah.
So,
I'm pretty happy with it.
Andrew, you mentioned that this isn't your normal flavor profile, it sounds like,
mm-hmm.
But it's something that you like. What is your normal flavor profile? Just so the people at home could say, hey,
yeah,
this isn't his
flavor profile. I think I share this with the rest of the group. I prefer Isla.
Okay. Well, like, what's your name two scotches you love?
Quickly.
Lagavulin 16?
Mm-hmm.
That's one scotch.
Lagavulin Distiller's Edition.
You're a log guy, which we all are.
Yeah. I mean, I like, all the Ardbegs.
Yeah.
Like Corey Brecken.
So you're an Islay guy, but you like this scotch.
I love this scotch.
This is the opposite of Lagavulin.
Yeah.
I can't think of a more opposite scotch than Lagavulin.
Yeah, but there's something in it that sings to you, which is interesting.
I feel like, I don't know.
It's okay.
Lagavulin.
Yeah, this is a safe space. This is a safe space.
I want to sit back.
Except for the fact that it's on the internet.
And we're laughing at you.
Yeah. All of this can be edited. Lagavulin, I feel like puts hair on my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it's good for you.
This, I want to, like I said, I want to put on like a jazz record. I want to watch a French film. I want to sit back.
Oh, it is a French film.
Yes.
Ooh.
To me, this is...
It's not a Friday night,
This is refined. It's it's like I said earlier, it's deceptively simple.
Kind of weird.
I'm just not that cultured.
You'll get that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's your problem,
Dave, totally
but you could be
pretending.
Changed.
It's just our first podcast. We'll get
you could be changed.
I could be totally pretending here, but yeah, it surprised me.
The French film of scotches, that's what we tried tonight. I love that.
I think that's great. Yeah.
That's a good analogy.
Okay.
The French film of scotches.
All right.
We rated it. What was our overall? Yeah.
It's a 6.5.
Cool.
with my 8.
Wow.
between Andrew's 8.
Exactly.
And Dave's 4.5.
Very decisive. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Dave, or Andrew, reveal what we're drinking.
So we're in the Highland region. Believe it or not. We're drinking Aberfeldy 12.
Whoa.
Wow.
Aberfeldy
12.
We have not had that here.
We have not had this here.
We have never had that.
Check the itinerary.
Wow.
And
So what do we have any official tasting notes for?
We do.
Pretty cool label too.
It is a cool label. Yeah.
It does not feel like, it feels more like a bourbon. The design.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah. That's a good point.
I like the bottle is like a Brooke Lottie looking bottle.
It is. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Stubby. It'd make a pretty good molecule cocktail.
I dig it. I dig it.
Yes.
Indeed. Scottish alchemy, turning water, barley, and yeast into liquid. This sounds like marketing. Oh,
they used the word alchemy.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's read the Scotch.
I actually am very curious to know what the actual tasting notes are from Aberfeldy. Yeah.
If there's no orange on there, I'm going to be mad.
If
they don't mention Tang,
yeah. Often called the other Lagavulin.
Mellowed for 12 years in handmade oak casks, this smooth, sweet dram offers rich rewards for those who like to dig deeper. This is...
Do you guys like to dig deeper?
We did do that.
You did.
Okay, going around the table really quick. Your favorite scotch of all time. Evan, go. Don't even think about it.
Tell us your storm.
Wow.
Which one?
Kilhoman... 4 year, I've never been able to find.
You've never had it?
I've had it once. Sorry.
I've never tried it.
I found it once as a gift, and then I've never been able to find it since.
All the Lagavulins.
Talisker 16.
I'm a Ledeg guy.
Ew.
I know. I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
It's okay. We like you. It's a safe space. Like
for just the way I am. Thanks, Evan. Okay, Andrew.
There's entirely too much writing on this canister.
And it's blurry, right?
It needs to be deciphered.
It's blurry.
Your four scotches deep, and you're trying to read.
In the best way.
It looks like a cutscene of a Guy Ritchie Sherlock Holmes movie.
There are absolutely no tasting notes. This is all like...
Because it's whatever you feel.
Yeah. Aberfeldy. You need help.
It's a scotch.
You actually need like 3D glasses to read the inscription that they put on it. It's like one of those like really cool, like gimmicky.
I'm not kidding. This has nothing to do with the amount of scotch that I've had. There are no tasting notes.
He can't see.
No. They're talking about where they got the land.
Well, see, it's orange writing. So they're telling you that it's orange flavor.
It's a black canister with gold writing. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Black and gold.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Andrew has some.
In John's Bonnie hometown of Aberfeldy, his family found men who knew the secrets of superb whiskey. Today, we still use time-honored techniques. They all say that. Like long fermentation to conjure rare honeyed notes. And draw water from the piddly burn, renowned for its quality and promise of gold. I would not call those tasting notes.
Oh,
Dave looked it up on the internet.
Okay. So according to the internet.
Fruity, clean, and polished malt with a touch of honey and spice. Yeah.
Where's the orange?
Yeah. I think we're all waiting for the orange.
Hold on.
They must say orange or I'm going to write a letter to the
You have to say orange or citrus or we're going to be pissed.
All right. There's a few more sentences. Aberfeldy 12-year-old orange edition is an excellent... An excellent introduction to this Highland distillery. Personally, I agree with that. Aberfeldy's main claim to fame is the orange. Excuse me. I can't read this. The heart of the excellent... Oh, I do remember reading this. The heart of the excellent Doers blend.
It's all coming
Aberfeldy
back.
Aberfeldy is in Doers blended.
Really? Yes. Interesting.
But whiskeys like this are putting it firmly in the spotlight. Tasting notes from Stuart at the Whiskey Exchange. : Nose is fresh and fruity. Fresh cut melon, green apple, pear.
Hold up. I need to try this again.
Okay, maybe green melon. Is that what you said? Green melon?
No.
Fresh melon. I could take melon.
Fresh cut melon.
Yeah, I'll take melon.
Green apple.
Nope.
And pear.
That's a wrong note.
Well, your glass is empty. Here.
Try again.
Have these people ever had an orange?
Have these people ever had a scotch?
I get the green apple and pear. Fresh cut melon?
Yeah, I'm good melon? With the pear.
I guess honeydew?
Yeah, like a honeydew. Yeah, okay.
Like a mild melon.
It's fine. Okay. It's kind of like...
So for all you at home, we are now retrying the scotch. With
the most divisive scotch we've ever had.
This is the distiller's edition of the Gentlemen of the World podcast.
Honestly, we're all mad.
Well, there's a lot of mixed emotions. Right, I'll just say there's a lot of mixed emotions on the table.
Yeah, we should charge extra for this podcast, right?
This is the $1.99 subscription. Yeah, you have to.
Okay, backing up. Nose is fresh and fruity. Where are we at on that one?
Like Rudy, is it Rudy Tooty?
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Oranges are fruit. Please just say the word
fresh
orange.
Cut melon, green apple, and pear, along with hot toast.
No.
Not cold toast.
Hot toast with orange marmalade.
Along with hot toast and honey with a sprinkling of freshly grated nutmeg.
Sometimes
origin.
Boom, boom, boom.
Origin sounds like orange.
Scotland. That's what I was saying the whole time. I was saying it tastes like origin.
Tastes like orange.
Should I do a Google search for Aberfeldy orange?
Orange, yes, please do it. How many hits are there?
First of all, is this the most like divisive scotch
ever tasted? I want to punch all of you guys.
Yeah. I'm angry right now, but I'm happy to be here with you.
But here's my problem. I don't know who I'm angry at.
Yeah.
Am I mad at you guys?
Good
am
call,
I,
Evan.
Am I or mad at the
developers?
Yeah.
Complicated. Where does my anger go?
Holy crap, I overpaid.
You should have got the orange edition.
Yeah, because we do talk about that, right? The price point?
Yeah. Are you about to say we're drinking...
talk about your personal financial situation.
We're drinking Blue Ribbon Scotch right now. Pabst Blue Ribbon Scotch.
Not by that much.
Aged in Pabst Blue Ribbon cans. Well,
this review says best scotch for $35.
All right, we'll take it. That's as good as orange.
Wait. What was your price point? Andrew.
$60.
Ooh, sucker.
Well, okay, ignore the $35 comment.
How much is it worth?
I would pay $60 for this again.
I would not.
I'd pay $48.
$40, is that with tax?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
And Evan.
You have to pay tax. Where are you shopping? Oregon? No.
Canada.
This section is brought to you by H&R Block.
I like this review. It has 2 stars, and the caption is regret.
That's me. That's my review.
You didn't buy it, so you can't caption your review as regret.
Review by Dave 2 minutes ago.
So my final opinion, it's good, like I said, but it's not good for a scotch. Like, you can make it, honestly, if you make like a sour cocktail or something out of it, mm-hmm. whip it with some egg whites or something, it would be super delicious.
Whoa.
Yeah, maybe bro. A cocktail scotch.
Like a good cocktail, but as far as like an individual scotch, I wasn't a fan of it on that level.
If this was a sorority mixology podcast, you'd be like, yeah, this is a great, this is great.
Why do you gotta go sorority, bro? Why do you guys go sorority?
I don't have much, but as a Scotch Club podcast, you're like, no thanks. But as a sorority podcast, you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is what we should be drinking.
Yeah, dump it in the punch bowl.
Yeah, I call it a day.
Hashtag dump it in the punch bowl.
Was that the toast or the hot toast?
Let's see. We covered our hot toast with marmalade. You paid 60 or was it 65?
I bought 60.
I bought 60. Go on once, go twice. 60.
He bought $60 worth of it, however much that means. Yeah.
That was like from a tap.
I paid 60 for it.
Okay. Cool. Well, that was a very interesting and I'd say fun scotch.
Yeah.
If nothing else, I'd say fun scotch.
Yeah.
This has definitely been one
we
of the more.
We definitely had some good conversations.
We had some good conversations. We had some good laughs.
I'm honestly glad that we had an 8 and a 4.5.
Yeah.
I think
we
that's
got
fun.
An 8. Yeah. For people at home that want to get wild, you're at a night at home. And you have a night where you want to get wild with your friends or your wife or husband, this is the scotch to try.
I just don't think wild is the right word.
No, it's wild.
Okay. Mellow.
It's wild.
This is going to go on for a long time after this podcast is done. Yeah. We're going
to. I have a toast.
Okay.
It's very
raise your
brief.
Glasses.
But this is from my favorite Scotsman, Macbeth.
Macbeth.
I drink to the general joy of the table. Cheers.
Thank you, Andrew.
Cheers. And what a good toast for a great scotch.
Yeah.
Not a great scotch, but you know what I mean.
It's a sorority scotch.
Mediocre.
It's a sleeper.
What was our actual rating? 6.5?
6.5.
Wow. But heavily divisive.
What a wild ride.
If you like what we are doing, please follow or subscribe.
Wherever you enjoy podcasts, whether it's in Ohio or France.
So you know when we have new episodes released.
And tell your friends.
Find us on Instagram or Facebook
at Mystery Scotch Tasting.
And leave us a comment.
Always remember to enjoy your scotch responsibly.
And please tell your friends.